Hello and welcome to this, our service from the Church of the Epiphany for Sunday, January the 22nd, 2023. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God in loving memory of a dear mother, Marion, and father, Jack Plumridge, given with love by the children and grandchildren. And we thank Reverend Peter for preaching this Sunday at the 11 a.m. service. Vestry's coming up February the 5th, and we did pay our apportionments. Great thanks to everyone who assisted with that and who supports the church. Mint smoothies, Sandra's selling those, $3 each, all proceeds to the church. We're making meat pies on Saturday, January 28th. Order yours. We did have to raise the price from $4 to $5. There's an order list. You can contact Barb Smallman to order yours, and there are vegetarian and meat available. The Craft Club, third Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. We're starting this Saturday, and thanks to Sandra and to all the crafters, we get together and make crafts as a group for the bazaar. And just looking ahead, please do look at your email announcements that came with this service, but we're going to be having a St. Patrick's Day party, and believe it or not, tickets are already selling. It's going to be $25. We're having a garage rummage and bake sale May 6th. Denise Pelly and Steve Hollowitz are having a concert at the church May 7th. And we're looking quite far ahead at everything else. Just have a look. Do write down Jeremy Smith, July 30th at 2 at the church. We want to pack the church and enjoy Jeremy Smith, our John Denver. Please look at the church website, Facebook page. And if you wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman, and her address and phone number are in the email. And now, let us gather our thoughts and our hearts and join together in worship. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And our thematic prayer for this week. O God, you spoke your word and revealed your good news in Jesus the Christ. Fill all creation with that word again, so that by proclaiming your joyful promises to all nations, and singing of your glorious hope to all peoples, who may become one living body, your incarnate presence on earth. Amen. And our gospel reading for this week is from Matthew. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. For those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, I'll make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of Christ. And now, a sermon. Baby boomers will probably remember the name of the rock star Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper was the first shock rock act. He used to parade on stage with makeup and live snakes, a pretty raunchy act. A few years ago, his career received quite a boost when he appeared in a movie, Wayne's World. The scene everyone remembers is where Wayne and Garth have a chance meeting with Mr. Cooper, and they fall to their knees in worship, saying, "We are not worthy, we are not worthy." Alice Cooper's long and successful career is the epitome of everything that critics hate about rock and roll. He glorified rebellion, immorality, idolatry, excess, like practically no other rock artist. Considering this, many people were surprised when it was announced that Alice Cooper had converted to Christianity. He gave his life to Christ and is now involved in a Bible church in Phoenix, Arizona. He even sings in the choir and volunteers to help at the church dinners. Cooper is keeping a low profile and concentrating on growing in Christ and finding out what his next step should be as a disciple of Jesus. When asked if he was ashamed to say he believed in Jesus Christ, the rock star replied with confident no. "People talk about Alice being a rebel," he said. "There was never more of a rebel than Jesus Christ," he said. "You want to talk about a rebel? He was the ultimate." Cooper has been outspoken about his religious awakening for quite some time. In a 2018 interview with the New York Daily News, he said, "My wife and I are both Christian. My father was a pastor. My grandfather an evangelist. I grew up in the church, went far away as I could from it, almost died, and then came back to the church." Now, people whom we never would have thought of having a religious conversion have found meaning in the person of Jesus. When Jesus heard that John was in prison, Matthew tells us he withdrew to Galilee. From that time, Matthew continues, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repent, what an important word for our time. It simply means turn around. Alice Cooper turned around. And many of us would profit from taking Jesus' words seriously and turn around. But how? How do we make a new start? How do we make a new beginning? Well, we begin by taking responsibility for our lives. This is one mark of the mature person, and it's the mark of the person for whom there is hope. We quit blaming our situation, or our family, or our boss, or our spouse, and we point the finger of responsibility squarely at ourselves. A few years ago, Dr. John Trent received a letter from a fellow who had suffered a few hard knocks in life, and the man insisted that all his problems in life stemmed from his lack of hair. Yes, I said, hair. It seems that ever since this man had started going bald, his life had fallen apart. He'd been divorced 3 times. Seems his obsession with hair had driven away at least one of those wives. He wasn't doing well in his sales job. Surely, if he had more hair, he would be making more sales. He had undergone 2 sessions of hair implants, but neither of them gave him enough hair to restore his lost confidence. He would be successful in business and happy in his marriage, he thought, if only he had more hair. Well, this man sorely needs to get on with his life. Some of the most successful people, men, who've ever lived have been, how shall we say it, follically challenged. But before we can make any important change in our life, we must take responsibility for our lives, stop blaming others, stop blaming our hair. The second step is to turn to Jesus. We have made the point before, it's almost impossible to make significant changes in our life by simply willing those changes. It seems as if every molecule in our body is seeking to resist. No, change happens when we turn our lives to Jesus and allow him to work his life-changing purpose within us. like Dr. Richard Dawson, learned serving in the British Army during World War I. And Dawson spent some time in a brutal Japanese prison camp. Daily, he watched soldiers dying of treatable illnesses. Most of the illnesses and infections came from drinking contaminated water in the rivers and swamps near the camp. A little stomach virus, some dehydration, all perfectly treatable during peacetime, meant certain death in the prison camp. Until one day, Dr. Dawson remembered a piece of advice someone had told him. The water inside of an unripe coconut is almost always sterile. And coconuts grew in abundance around the banks of the swamps. Dr. Dawson began harvesting the coconuts, using the water inside for his dehydrated men. And so soon, many of the men recovered their health. So Dr. Dawson marveled at the fact that those coconuts, full of pure, sterile water, grew beside contaminated swamps and rivers. Evidently, the root system of the tree took in contaminated water, which was killing the men, and turned it into something pure and life-giving. This is what Jesus does in our lives. Like the coconut water giving life, Jesus gives us a love and an acceptance, and that gives us life when we come to him. Come to me, he says. So that is what Christ does for us. Christ sees us as the person we can be, the beautiful person Christ created us to be, and Christ makes it possible for us to start over. The world turns around for us. We find new hope, new purpose, new vitality. But there's one more step. Life comes when we join Christ's family. And here's where many people miss out on the joy of Christian living. They try to go it alone. This is why we often hear people say, I miss going to church. They are saying, I miss being with my family. The second thing we know is that the kingdom has to do with community. It has to do with God's people. It has to do with the body of Christ, which is the church. When we give our lives to Christ, we become part of his family. We become responsible for one another, and that helps us become what Christ has called us to become. So, with Christ, we are now under new management. Become part of his team, his family today. Amen. Now our hymn.
Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Lord, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. World of toil and snares. If I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? Oh, none but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to
And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now, let us pray. To God, who welcomes all in love, let us pray for the good of the Church and the concerns of those in need. And we pray. We're asked to pray for hope, for Jay, Maddox, Randy, Rick, Shelley, Martin, Sharon, Anne, Marcel, Tara, Jeff, Nicole, and Shelley, Sarah, Jane, Linda, Sharon, Philip, Jackie and Cam, Diana, Ian, Edna, Matthew, and Annika, Janice, Darren, Roland, Clark, and Ellen, and for Gloria, Eunice, Jean, Marilyn, Connie, Jack and Julie, and Evelyn. For Walter, Joel, Melanie, Marlene, and Pam. Ella, Kiana, and Nancy. Nathan, Donna. Jamie, Drew. Diane, Norma, Dave, Peter, Dan. Marilyn, Val, Karen, Bill, Sheila, Jessica, Sonia, and Jamie. Brian, Linda, and Alan, Debbie, Dory, Belinda, Kim, Ross, Francis, Bill, Jeff, Pat, Grant, Jean, and Bruce, and Brian. God of every land and nation, you have created all people, and you dwell among us in Jesus Christ. Listen to the cries of those who pray to you, and grant that as we proclaim the greatness of your name, all people will know the power and love at work in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. And Jesus taught us, and so we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. And a prayer based on the scripture for today. God of blazing light, through the power of the cross, you shatter our darkness, scattering the fears that bind us, setting us free to live as your children. Give us courage and conviction that we may joyfully turn and follow you into the new adventures of the faithful service, led by the light that shines through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And now a blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you very much for worshiping with us this day. And always feel free to be in touch. And it's always good to hear from you. And now our blessing, parting blessing song.